Legends in Red Oak, fresh, hot, and cooked like home.
Good afternoon, Sunshine Country. It's 25 minutes before the hour of 2 o'clock, and I am joined now by a few of our outstanding students at the Red Oak Community School District. We have with us Audrey Johnson. Audrey, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Nice to see you. Pull that mic up a little bit closer, Audrey. How's school going?
It's going good.
Okay, good. I'm happy to hear that. We have with us Natalie Johnson. Natalie, how are you?
Good.
Nice to see you.
Nice to see you.
Pull that mic up a little closer, okay. Natalie. There you go. Thank you. How's school going?
Pretty good.
You're a senior?
Yes, we're all seniors.
Audrey, everyone's
yep.
a senior.
Yep.
Okay, I'm going to start over. Audrey, what are your plans after high school?
I plan to probably go to Iowa State and major in agriculture education.
Okay. Sorry. Natalie?
I'm looking at either South Dakota State or Kansas State for animal nutrition.
Okay. You're working on that, right?
Yes.
Okay. How's your senior year going so far?
Good.
All right. Having fun?
Yeah, lots of fun.
Not too much fun.
Not too much fun.
Yeah, I mean, you got college due yet. And we have Owen Blystone as well. Owen, how are you?
Doing great, Aaron. How about yourself?
I'm well. How's your senior? So you are senior, plans after high school or what?
I want to go to the University of Iowa and study criminology, law, and justice.
Yes.
And then go to law school.
He's dialed in. I've known Owen. I had the opportunity to visit with Owen for several times, and he's always dialed in right away.
Yep.
Okay, Owen, I don't know if we're going to talk about Red Oak Homecoming in just a second, but I want to come around to something else that recently was released that you were named to the governor's. Talk to me about what this is.
Yeah, so I received the notification this week that Governor Reynolds selected me to serve on the Iowa Commission on Volunteer Service. So.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
You excited about that?
Excited and nervous. So, yeah.
So have you, at this point, I mean, you have just been notified, right?
Yes.
You'll have some training. You'll have some meetings. How does it, where do you go from here?
Yeah. So as an appointed official, being a public servant for anyone in the state of Iowa, you have to go what's the Iowa Sunshine Laws. So all of the open meetings rules and just all of those stuff. So we have to take training on that next week. And then the week after, we have our orientation for all of the new commissioners. So
That's really cool.
Yeah.
So how long is the appointment? A year, 2 years? How long is it?
Yep. So it's traditionally a 3-year appointment, but I'm filling in for a term starting this week. And so my appointment will go through the 30th of June of 2028.
That's very cool. Okay, let's talk about Red Oak Homecoming now. I don't know where we want to start necessarily. Audrey or Natalie or Owen, kick us off here. Let's start with this. When is Red Oak Homecoming?
We've got 10 more days, so
okay.
The 21st is when we start our festivities, and then we've got the game on the 25th and the dance on the 26th.
Okay, let's start with the week of do you have the court? Can we talk about
it? I do.
Let's talk about it.
We have two members of the court right here if you guys want to about it a little bit.
Yeah. All right.
Natalie? Audrey and I are on the court, and there's 6 girls and boys. So for the queen candidates, it's Keely Jones, myself, Natalie Johnson, Audrey Johnson, Caitlin Britton, and Marielle Ramirez, and Jillian Heim. And then for King candidates, it's Jackson Purdue, Gavin Lindsay, Emmanuel Grass, Ryan Archuleta, Sergio Villanueva, and Pace Shelley.
Okay. Congratulations. That's kind of cool. How will the King and Queen then ultimately be selected? Is that by a vote of the student body or seniors, or how does that work?
So we do one vote for court. So it's on a Google form, and basically your top pick gets 5 points, your second pick gets 4 points, and then the 6 people with the most points get on court, and then they do another, poll,
mm-hmm.
and all high school students get to pick 1 queen candidate and 1 king candidate, and the person with the most votes wins.
And then that will be announced when? At the game or at the dance?
Game.
At the football game.
Mm-hmm. Halftime.
All right. Exciting. Ready for that?
Yep.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool. Okay. Let's talk about the week of, because you have dress-up days and events, right, Owen?
Yes.
Tell me about those.
So our dress-up days, starting with Monday, it's going to be Slumber in the Jungle. So that is our pajama day. It's something we do every year.
How did you come up with that?
Audrey, do you want to share about
the
that?
The homecoming theme.
Yeah. Okay. So our homecoming theme is Wild About Hoko. So it's like jungle, safari, wild animals.
Yes, okay.
We kind of came up with it because there's a lot of animal print styles in right now, so we thought it'd be fun to do. So, yeah, we came up with the dress-up days. ChatGPT helped me a little bit, but we wanted some creative names. So
is it student council come up with that, or who does that? Or how did you come up with that?
It was mainly our officer teams, I'd say.
We have different committees through student council, for the parade and dance and coordination. So all of our student council members have been working pretty hard to get HOCO going.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Okay, Owen. What was the theme for Monday?
The theme is slumber in the jungle. Okay. So pajamas.
All right. Makes sense. That's Monday.
Monday.
All right. Tuesday.
Tuesday's going to be hunting the Trojans because, you know, we play the Tri-Center Trojans.
Uh-huh.
So that's going to be wearing your camo. And then going into Wednesday, we have Wildwear Wednesday, which is animal prints.
There you go. I mean, this is... Okay, yes.
Yeah, and then Thursday is going to be a fun one, Wild Ways to Carry, which is anything but a backpack day.
So give me an example of wild, like, what? Give me an example. What are you thinking for that?
You can bring, like, a suitcase or...
Shopping cart.
Anything you can fit your stuff in.
Microwave. Except a backpack.
Yeah. I've seen on social media people bring, like, their little siblings to hold their stuff. I don't think we should do that.
So I love it.
I'm not recommending that, but that's something fun.
I've seen some schools, people bring kayaks, trash cans, literally everything.
Yeah.
Except the backpack.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. I like it. I don't think I've seen that one before. Okay. All right.
And then finishing it off with Friday, something we do every year, is our Tiger Pride Day, and that theme is Tiger Territory.
Okay.
So.
Very cool. All right, so we have our court. We have our day. Are there other activities that will be that week?
Yeah, there
are. Owen? Natalie? Audrey? No, yeah. Owen. Let's go with that one, okay.
So we have some evening games planned out. We have a great games committee that have been working the past multiple weeks on getting those set. So we're going to do evening games on Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday. They're going to be after school in the... Committee is going to finish finalizing all of the actual events that are going to be held, but we do that. We've started doing that the past few years, and we've had a pretty good turnout. So
give me an idea of, like, these evening games will be for whom?
Any student that wants to show up and
where will they
have
be?
Some fun.
In the gym, I think we'll probably have dodgeball, maybe a volleyball tournament.
Yeah, okay. We're going to do pickleball and cornhole as well. So
okay.
Just cool. To name a few of those.
All right. So you've been doing this for the last few years, you've done this?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Okay. All right, very good. When you say keep, you're talking about the committee. We've referenced the committee and the committee chairs a few times. Who are the committees?
So we have a few different committees. Natalie, do you want to share those?
Yeah. We've worked really hard this year to really organize our student council and get a lot of stuff done and be productive. So we made different committees for homecoming. We have coronation, the dance committee, parade, decorations, and then
games.
Our fifth one is the games. So the students were able to pick which committee so that they could be really interested in it. They've been working together and just checking things off the list, making sure everything's planned.
Okay. Are you all on student council?
Yeah. Yep.
We're
so
some of the executive officers.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes.
Owen's the president.
Tell me about it. Yes.
Yeah. Owen's the president. I'm the vice president.
And I'm the secretary.
And Amber Ray is our treasurer, but she's sick right now.
Okay.
But.
So you guys, I have like the executive staff right here in front of me.
Yeah.
With the student council. So you're all seniors. You're all on the executive committee for the student council. How many members of the student council are there?
I think we have 42 on our roster this year. So.
Oh, wow.
Our numbers are staying pretty steady.
So how do you do, that's from freshman
to
senior?
Seniors, yep. Mm-hmm.
So how do you determine how many per class or per grade, or how do you determine that number?
It's anyone who wants to be interested in student council. They're allowed to participate, but we do have some membership requirements, such as actively participating in the activities. But we would like to see more underclassmen get involved. So,
and then you take those. You guys are on the executive committee. You've divided up now into five committees for homecoming.
Yep.
And
each grade also has a president and vice president.
Okay.
Keep everyone. Mm-hmm.
How frequently do you meet?
So our regular student council meetings are monthly, but then getting in the homecoming spirit, we have a lot of
I bet you do.
Almost weekly meetings at this point.
Yeah.
But we have executive officer meetings, committee meetings, and then regular student council meetings. So.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Is it fun?
Yeah.
Yeah.
When do you meet? Is it during the course of the school day, after school, when you meet?
So a lot of them have been during seminar lately, but we go based on the needs, the activities that are planned. So if a lot of our kids are leaving early for an activity that night, then we might have to do a before school meeting, or sometimes we have to do after school, but we try to keep it during seminar during the school day.
Okay. I want to come back around to issues that you take on as student council, but before I do, anything else around homecoming that we have? Will you have photos in the park? Is that everyone will do that? That's probably not. Is that an organized event at this point?
I don't think it's necessarily organized.
Tradition.
It's just everyone shows up. It's awesome tradition too, by the way. I think it's pretty cool.
The dance is at 8.
Tell me about that.
I would say pictures.
They'll probably be around 5 or 6 is what we usually do.
And then you have time to eat before you go to the dance.
Where's the dance?
At the field house.
Okay. Is there a theme?
Just the homecoming theme.
Okay.
Kind of jungle.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Audrey?
Tickets will be sold before school, like morning before school, all the week of HOCO. If anything changes, we'll let you know, but just plan on before school.
What about bringing a guest from outside the school? Can you do that?
Yeah, so we welcome students to bring out-of-town dates. They still do have to be 9th through 12th grade, and then they have a permission slip that they have to pick up in the office, and those need to be turned in next week. So
okay. And without that, then they will not be able to attend.
They will not be allowed.
So go get that taken care of, right? Make sure you do that. Okay, so the dance is Saturday night. Football game Friday night, dance Saturday night. Anything else we need to touch on there? Tell me where you get the tickets at again.
Just in the kind of the main hallway when the students walk into school, there'll be some of us student council members there selling tickets.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Right outside the media center.
And then I would encourage everyone to keep up on the Red Oak social media, because we'll post prices once our committee gets that finalized, and then just a reminder that we're selling those tickets at that time. So,
okay. Will you have a band, or will you have just music going?
We'll have a DJ.
DJ?
Yes.
I think it might be Mr. Ray.
Oh, absolutely. Sure. Okay. All right. Audrey, what else do we need to touch on?
We do have a pep rally Friday. Do we know what time that's at?
We're still working on the details, because we want to make this a little bigger than it has been in the past, go all out this year. So
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it. But you will have a pep rally.
Yes.
Yep, and then those details will also be communicated via social media. Mm-hmm. So. Okay.
All right. Audrey?
That's it on my list.
Natalie, what have we left out?
My list is checked
off. All right. Audrey Johnson, Natalie Johnson, and Owen Blystone with me. The president, vice president, and secretary of the executive committee for the Red Oak Student Council.
If I can, the parade.
Yes.
So our parade route is going to be the same as always. Businesses should be getting contacted by our parade committee, and if they haven't, they're more than welcome to reach out to me at the school, and then we'll make sure that we get them on the list. But as of right now, we have our lineup to start at 2 p.m. and then our start time for the parade at 2:30.
Mm-hmm. So there you go. Go enjoy the parade. We plan on being there at the parade. It's going to be fun. Looking forward to it. Okay, so how's your senior year going, Owen? When you were growing up, you thought, my senior year is going to be this. Has it been that?
It's been pretty exciting.
It seems like we're just getting started here, right? I mean, it's early on.
We are just getting started, but a lot has happened so far this year. And probably not what I imagined a few years ago. I've taken on a lot of stuff that I wouldn't have otherwise thought I would. All the media stuff through the school and stuff at the state level and national level for different organizations I'm in. But it's been super rewarding, and I'm excited.
So tell me some of the things you're involved in at school.
So I'm involved in...
Or outside of school, it could be.
Yeah, like student council, for example, that's a big one. I've been the class president for the past 4 years. That's something that I've really enjoyed the opportunity to do. The Forge program is a huge part of my day at school. So last year I got to do so many job shadows and learn so many different areas that I wouldn't otherwise be exposed to.
Yeah.
And then this year we're starting our internships with the program, so I'm looking forward to that a lot.
Very cool.
So, yeah.
It's been good.
Exactly.
I see Owen around a lot at events. I see him out and about. So, very cool. Okay, Natalie, how about you? Senior year.
Yeah,
it's been what you thought it would be.
Yeah, staying busy. So,
you play volleyball.
Yeah, this year I'll be involved in volleyball, basketball, track. I'm obviously in student council and FFA, our FCS, our Fellowship of Christian Students. I like to go to those meetings, and I just like to stay involved.
How many FCS members are there?
It depends. We try to switch up. Well, Mr. Rons runs it, and he tries to switch up the dates because kids have different things going on. But we usually meet after school sometime, and it's just depending on the day of the week, but it's once a week.
Okay. Audrey, senior year?
Yep.
What you thought it would be?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Really? Honestly, yeah.
Okay. Having fun?
Yeah.
So tell me what you participate in.
I'm involved in volleyball, FFA, student council, track, depending on the year.
Yeah? This year?
Probably this year.
Yeah.
But I didn't last year.
This year. I'm feeling it this year, Audrey. So what else? That's it? So, okay. So when FFA stuff, when will you start doing FFA activities?
We've already started.
Next Wednesday.
Okay. What's next Wednesday?
We have
our Southwest District contest. So we'll have livestock judging, milk. Well, not milk, dairy judging. That's always a fun one for the kids. They eat cheese and milk, and they guess which one it is, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then we'll have floriculture, kind of.
And this is next week?
Next Wednesday.
In Atlantic.
Okay.
No soil.
Are you in FFA as well?
I am.
Of course you are.
Yeah, we have our FFA officers here too.
Look at that. Wow, we just talk about that while we're here as well. So you've all been involved in FFA like the whole time you've been eligible, right?
This is my first year.
No way. Yeah. Is it really? So why'd you choose to take it on?
It's an organization that I see doing a lot, and I just really wanted to be part of it. They do a lot for our community, and that's something that I'm passionate about. So
good answer. Okay, so let's get back around. I do want to ask you, so when you're taking on issues with student council, because you take on issues, you take on challenges like homecoming, but are there issues within the student body that come up that you deal with that you then would take and present, let's say, to the school board maybe? Are there any of those coming along, or what do you do with that?
We haven't really had a lot of that, but what our primary goal is the culture and climate at the school.
Mm-hmm.
So planning just fun stuff around the school year to get people kind of just enthusiastic about being there, because nobody really wants to show up to school and learn. But if we do fun stuff throughout the year, that can keep them more engaged. So that's our biggest goal as a student council, I feel like, is just the climate and culture.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Just curious.
Give the kids something to look forward to.
Mm-hmm. So what's the next thing after homecoming? This has obviously consumed a lot of your energy to point. What's next?
Well, we're looking at the Iowa State Leadership Conference. That's something we went to last year.
When is that?
So that's going to be, I want to say, the last weekend or the weekend before.
Of September?
Of October.
Okay.
So we got to finalize if we're going to be able to go as a council or not, but that's something that we're looking at and working towards. And then we're going to be planning a student leadership conference where we're going to invite all of the school leaders, so from different activities such as FFA or like the football captains, volleyball captains, all the athletic teams, and just kind of like leadership Red Oak, how they do it,
mm-hmm.
and hopefully get a more engaged student body as a whole.
That's fantastic. I hope you have tremendous success with that. That
Thank
would
you.
Be great. So anything else, Owen? What have we leave out? Look, Owen has a whole list of things over there, which I would expect no less. What else have we left out that we need to touch on, Owen?
Well, we've got everything for homecoming, but I just wanted to point out our game tonight.
Yeah.
If you haven't seen our social media post, the theme is USA. And so we, as student council members and in the Forge PBL class, we work together to make our themes for the whole year of fall activities. And when I was looking at the dates, the day they picked for the USA theme happened to be 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I go to Mark Erickson, the activities director, and I'm like, how would you feel if we did something special for our game tonight? And he was all for it. So we're going to do a moment of silence tonight in memorial of the 25th anniversary of 9/11. And then we're also going to take a moment to honor our veterans and first responders. So
I love it.
I would encourage everyone to attend tonight. Let us recognize those amazing people and then show up in your red, white, and blue gear.
And that will take place just prior to kickoff, correct?
Yep, correct.
Yeah, very good. I like it. Thanks for doing that. All right. Wear your patriotic gear and
exactly.
Go have fun. Mm-hmm. All right. Anything else?
Not for me.
Owen, Natalie? Good job, guys. Nice to visit with you. You'll all be at the game tonight.
Yes.
Cheering loud. With your American gear on, red, white, and blue.
Yeah.
Nice to see you all. Thanks for stopping by. It's always a pleasure.
Thank you.
Same to you.
Make it a great day.
Looking for a bank account that works as hard as you do? With Sensible Checking from Bank Iowa, whatever you are spending your money on,